We've got the Corleys with us. So, Luke, do you want to come on up? It's lovely to have Luke and Whitney and Amelie and Jackson and Will with us. Luke is one of our mission partners as a church. Luke used to be a UCCF staff worker in the area, and now, well, Luke, why don't you tell us? What do you do now in your work with Chrysalis?
Sure. Well, I'll show you some pictures, actually, if this comes on. So we live in Bucharest, Romania. By the way, good morning, everybody. And it's good to be with you, people I know, people I don't know. In Romania, we've had freedom of religion for about 30 years. So some of you might have heard stories reported here and asked prayer for that I was speaking in another nearby European country a few months ago. I was in a restaurant speaking to about 50 students, and the students were all around tables. Most of them hadn't really looked into the Christian faith before. And I was giving a talk on why isn't God more obvious, the design to be to communicate something of Jesus to people, stir up conversation among them, get them thinking about it. I was about 20 minutes into the talk when the police came in and broke up the meeting and arrested our co-workers. And a day later, the secret police got involved, and it led to a trial that the judge thought was ridiculous, but couldn't find them innocent because of who brought the charges. So instead of sending them to jail, fined them $12 each. But it's hard, actually, even in places in Europe, to speak of Jesus. So it's amazing that used to be the situation in Romania as well 30 years ago. It's not anymore. So our interest is in, we call it public evangelism. It's basically speaking about Jesus in places, in public places, like universities. This is the science faculty of a university, and encouraging people to take an interest in him and hopefully to open their lives up to him. Places like this, 30 years ago, a student with a Bible would have got kicked out of university. Actually, I know people who that's happened to, but here we are speaking in places where Jesus has never been publicly spoken about before. We work with churches, we work with the equivalent of the Christian unions. And one of our aims, big thrust in what we do there in Romania and in the rest of Europe, is to encourage people to look into Jesus themselves and to look at the Bible. Things like, you've probably got this postcard here, Christianity Explored. If any of you are kind of new to the Christian faith or looking at it or kind of coming back to it or just curious or skeptical, it's a good thing, actually. It's worth signing up for. It's just a few week course where you look into the life of Jesus. And we encourage students to do something like that, or Alpha, or Uncover. We encourage people to look at the life of Jesus for themselves. So this is a course we started, actually, after this event. We had an 8-week course with these students. Some of those students are still involved with Christian community. Actually, all of them are. Some people, like this young lady, came to faith and have been baptized as a result of being part of that. The other things we do is we help organize. We started a national network that helps churches and organizations to plan these sorts of events. We train speakers. These are for a project called Chrysalis Academy. Here's 10 people in my living room who we're training to be speakers to skeptical audiences in non-church contexts. There's a couple of people I trained who are now speaking to people who are not who are looking into this stuff for the first time. We also help people engage the questions of their friends. We've started a course called Advance, where we look at the big questions that people have in conversation with friends. We work with Christians to help them engage the questions of their friends who are not Christians. And these are not speakers. These are just people in the workplace, medics and business people and other people like that. And the one other thing that we do is we help support families serving in Romania. And this is Whitney's focus. She's the director of a school where a lot of the missionary kids go to, because one of the biggest reasons why cross-cultural Christian workers end up going back home is the education of their kids. Actually, you need an education that works for that culture, but is also transferable for when they go back home. So it's a school that runs at the moment, it's just starting now, which is from 3 years old up to 18 years old. And if you know anybody who might want to teach overseas, there's always a desperate need for that. So yeah, that's what we do.
Luke, thank you very much. It's lovely to see you guys again. It's been about a year since you were last here. Any particular developments? Anything particular to be praying for you guys at the moment? So do you want to use that microphone? I'll hang on to this one.
I mean, the big thing to pray for is just we have an open door and to do so much stuff in Romania. And it's not really, like, I'm fine to speak at events. I'm always happy to speak at events. But I'm one person with a family. And so we're really trying to encourage more and more people to run these kinds of events, more and more people to feel prepared to do that, to run the courses afterwards, to speak at these things. So I mean, I guess pray for wisdom in how we use our time and that we'd invest in the right people in the right places. And please pray for teachers with the school for Whitney, because it's quite hard to run a school without too many teachers.
Fantastic. You guys going to be around over coffee as well later?
Yes, yeah, we will.
Brilliant. Well, can we pray for you now? Is that all right?
Yeah, that's great.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for our mission partners, and thank you for what a joy it is to have Luke and Whitney and the kids here this morning. And we pray for this wonderful work you've called them to, of helping others learn to speak of the Lord Jesus and of making him known in places where people haven't had a chance to hear of him before. And so we pray you would uphold them and strengthen them. We pray that you would give them everything they need for every good work. We pray that they'd be well resourced financially and with the people they need, particularly for the teachers, for the schools, and for folk hungry to learn to serve others well. And we pray that for Jesus' sake. Amen.